Good morning and welcome to All Sides Weekend with Eric French. Today, we're going to talk about the year 2013, the Columbus music scene, what's happened, what was cool, maybe what wasn't. And I have a panel of experts here. I'm joined in studio by April Kulser. She's a talent buyer, and she has way more titles than that. What else? Well, what all else do you do?
I do all the booking at Brothers Drake Meadery in the Short North. I'm on the board of directors of Music Loves Ohio, and I do a lot of promotions, publicity, and booking for multiple bands in the city.
So April's got a lot of musical irons in the fire here in town. I'm also joined in studio by Andy Downing, the music writer for The Columbus Alive. Andy, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
And finally, I'm joined by Travis Haywisher, editor of 614 Magazine.
Hello.
All right. So 2013, we're kind of wrapping up the year. We're kind of getting into the holidays. And so I guess the first thing I want to talk about is a new CD called A Not-So-Silent Night. I am holding it, a shiny new copy in my hand, thanks to April. And I got to listen to some of it yesterday. And it's 10 local bands playing Christmas songs. And I got to admit, Christmas music typically isn't my favorite kind of stuff to listen to, but this is a fantastic record. Let's play a cut. Let's play the Floorwalkers.
And you know what I mean? I see your smiling face like I never seen before. Even though I love you madly, seems I love you more. And the little cards you send me will warm my heart for sure.
So April, tell me about this music.
Well, about a year ago, Matt Crumpton had the idea to get a bunch of bands to record all these songs, and basically all the proceeds from the record and the show that was last Saturday at the Lincoln Theater all go to getting children in Central Ohio funding for music education, which we know is a huge problem these days. It was a year in the making. We had people recording in the studio. Jerry DePizzo of OAR had all the bands in, you know, 10 separate days. And when the show happened last Saturday, I mean, Travis was there. He was our host. It was just like a big family get together. And we couldn't have had more fun. It was just, I mean, I hate Christmas music too, I'm not gonna lie. But this got me in the mood. And John Elliott of the Floorwalkers said the same thing. He said, I wasn't in the Christmas spirit until the record dropped in November. And it just inspired him to really wanna celebrate.
John was the singer for the track that we just heard. And you know, speaking of singers, I thought I heard a unique voice on this record. Travis, was that you?
It's not that track. I sang on this album. I'm friends with a couple of people putting it together, and they needed some backing tracks. I wouldn't say backing vocals, like I was in there hitting high notes. It was on the George Michael track. But yeah, I mean, just to echo what April said, it's Christmas music that isn't terrible. I mean, really, I think I said that on stage at the show. I said, you know, like this is really good, solid, well-produced Christmas music.
Let's hear one more track. The Regrets have done Run, Run, Rudolph, which is featured in a scene from a Christmas music that is near and dear to my heart. So yeah, let's hear that. So these are all cuts from A Not So Silent Night, and we're gonna play a lot of music. We're gonna talk about a lot of bands, a lot of recordings. So we're gonna put, instead of telling you, our listeners, where everything is right now, we're just gonna put everything up on the website, wosu.org/allsides. After the show, that'll all be up. So everybody listening at home, you can just log right on and hear and see what we've got going on. So 2013, I didn't get to see as many concerts as I have maybe in the past. So, Travis, why don't you tell me the first concert that you loved that happened in 2013?
That's very lazy. You're making me recount your music summer for you. We're getting old. It's harder to go to concerts. No, you're talking highlights from 2013?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think it seems more and more like this every year, but, you know, for my musical taste, I think just for my era in the city, Independence Day is the one that I look forward to every year, and the one that, you know, when you start to think back on, like, the year and, like, live shows, that one always comes up. It's just such a such a unique event. It's definitely kind of thrown by musicians, comedians, you know, independent people, and it's, you know, all the different types of Columbus music you'd find in one spot.
So we're also joined in studio by Andy Downing. Mm-hmm. And Andy, you're new not only to the scene, but you're new to Columbus.
Yeah, that's right. I just moved here in June, and I've been on the job since mid-August, I'd say.
Okay, so give me some impressions. What's unique about Columbus compared to Madison and Chicago, where you've previously worked?
A lot of similarity to Madison in terms of the club scene and things like that here, but you also get the benefit of shows at Nationwide, so you get the Justin Timberlakes and the canceled Kanye West concerts that we didn't actually get in Madison. So,
were you at the Timberlake concert?
I was.
Yeah, I've heard a couple reviews. What did you think?
I was impressed. He put on like a good 3-hour show. It was really well tailored, from his wardrobe right down to the set list. So.
I'm kind of surprised here he even has 3 hours worth of music.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Have you been? Justin Timberlake is a treasure.
He really is.
How dare you?
And, well, April, I know that you're out listening to music pretty much every night, sometimes a couple concerts.
You know, ever since I started working in the business, it's been less and less. Yeah. But, you know, yeah, I get out as much as possible.
Okay, so give me just a couple highlights.
Well, I want to go back. You said, you know, what was the first thing? So this kind of set the tone for me. The Apes played at Brothers Drake back in February. And if you guys haven't seen The Apes, I mean, that is just, it's instrumental music. And a couple times or a couple songs, they'll have, you know, a vocalist come up. But, you know, instrumental music is really, I think, underrated and under-listened to. And that is a band that for just 3 or 4 hours just jams. It's the Jairi and Jiraiya and Adrian and Sharon, who everybody in town knows Sharon, you know, Counterfeit Madison. She's just a prolific person, just in so many different bands, writing all the time. And that's a band that just blows the roof off of any stage they play at.
Yeah, it's violent. Like, yeah. In the best way
you
possible. Violent instrumental music.
Yeah.
Wow. So, yeah, Travis, like you said, you know, getting older, you know, you can't go out as much. Yeah, I'm definitely in that boat. So I've got to kind of be a little bit more selective about, you know, when I go out to check stuff out. So a lot of times I'll sort of wait until there's maybe 2 or 3 bands on the bill that I'm really excited to see. And the one that really jumps out for me this year was at Doughboys in, what is that, Ashland?
Yeah.
Shooter Jennings, you know, Waylon Jennings' mm-hmm. son, and the Philip Fox band opened. And I've got a cut from the Philip Fox band. Philip Fox opened with his full band, and I've seen him a number of times this year. And maybe it's just that my tastes are going sort of more country and Americana, but I think this guy and this recording just really, really gets it. This one's called Motor City Blood. And as we drive each stage, name is we best to fly. And watch my daddy's galley stand by. Something from his eye. And it's a Detroit, 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 Motor City, come on. Philip Fox, and it's, the guy has the most amazing beard I've ever seen.
Yes,
also. So when you see him perform, it's the you know, the visual fits, it's pretty amazing.
See, that's a good, I mean, I think that's a interesting track to play too, because it just points out all the very fleshed out, very different scenes, you know, different like sects of the music scene in Columbus. I mean, there's a very healthy Americana / country, you know, type scene, and there's also hip hop. I mean, there's so many, it's so hard to get all of them on one bill. Those are always the ones that are highlights for me, is where somebody actually just has the ingenuity to say, we're going to do like a country band, a punk band, and maybe like a hip hop artist or a DJ. That's what I would love to see more of in Columbus music.
One of those artists that's kind of in that category is Lydia Loveless, sort of in that country punk, lo-fi, hi-fi kind of deal. I've heard a number of recordings, and I think All I Know is maybe my favorite track that she's done. And I've got it queued up. Let's hear it.
Let's do it. We'll be right back.
That's a cut from Lydia Lovelace, and she's kind of blowing up, not just locally. I mean, she's getting a lot of recognition. Do you have any connection to her, Travis?
Yeah. I've interviewed Lydia a couple of times. She was on the cover of our interview issue last year. Yeah, I mean, she's pretty much been constantly touring for the last couple of years. And I don't know, for anybody that wants to look up some of her older music, she's clearly kind of had a little bit of an evolution of her sound. So it's really kind of fun to watch somebody from Columbus get some quote-unquote major label work, and then also kind of get to see them work with those tools that come along with working with a bigger label.
Yeah, she's got the new full-length coming out in February, and it's really, really good.
Excellent, yeah.
Do you have an advanced copy? Have you heard anything from it?
Yeah, it's kind of in the vein of the EP, a little less twang. She seems a bit happier, actually. There's actually a few, like, honest-to-goodness love songs on there, which is kind of nice to hear.
Let's play another cut of hers. To prep for this show, I emailed all of the panelists and asked for, you know, just some cuts that maybe we could play to just get a feel for. And I think three of the four of us all overlapped on Lydia Lovelace. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and you're right. That is way happier than anything I've heard before. You're listening to All Sides Weekend with Eric French. We're talking about 2013, the year in review of the Columbus music scene. I'm joined by April Kulser, Andy Downing, and Travis Haywisher. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with more local music. Welcome back to All Sides Weekend with Eric French. We're having another local music show, and this is the 2013 year in review. Joined in studio by a panel of experts on the local music community. And so one thing that I'm noticing lately is that there have been a lot of videos being put out. The newest one that I've seen is by Angela Purley. It's a song called Hurricane. I think I learned about that video, April, when you posted it. Tell me about it.
Yeah, I tweeted that video to like 80 people the day it came out. Angela was actually challenged to write a hit song, and she came back in like 24 hours with that. Like, they weren't really happy with what she was doing. I mean, they were happy with what she was doing, but they said, come on, we want a banger. And the next day she came in with that song. And I mean, that, I think, really took Angela's music to another level. They didn't expect that she was going to come out with that. And that video is awesome. They just threw a big party in the back of Vital and, you know, all the fire blowers and stuff. It's so cool.
Yeah, they actually had that on ABC's college football coverage a couple weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was on one of the little bumpers. So another little nod to Columbus music outside of the city.
Cool. And, okay, so you said Vital. I keep hearing about Vital.
Yeah, that's a recording studio in Grandview. And that's also where the Not So Silent Night was recorded as well. Yeah.
So Vital also does all the video work, too?
They do video and music. So it's a film production company and it's a record label. And Angela is on their label.
So, Travis, do you have a partnership with Vital coming up?
Yeah, we're in talks right now to produce our own local video series, as yet untitled. So if anybody out there has a really cool title for a partnership between 614 Magazine and Vital Music, you can go ahead and email us. But that will be forthcoming.
Travis is the editor of 614 Magazine. So Travis, what connection does 614 have with the local community?
I mean, as far as music or
The local music community? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we've always wanted to have a strong music presence. I originally was the entertainment editor before I was the editor-in-chief, and that was my bag. I was a lot like April. Like, I just wanted to write about local bands, and it was fun to have my pick of the litter of the best ones because we were a brand-new magazine. So I was just like, okay, I'm just going to cover all the best bands in Columbus every month for the first year of the magazine. So that was kind of how I got started with the magazine. So music's always kind of been still my baby as far as part of the company.
Yeah, the first time Travis and I met, he was telling me about Saint Seneca, who at the time I'd heard of, and I think I'd maybe heard a little bit here and there, but I'd never really studied them. So, you know, like, I got home and I found Uppercutter, you know, the pre-release. Let's just play a bit of it.
Clothes burrs in your lungs, rasp over the phone, serve to sharpen every groan thrown.
If there was a soundtrack for me driving at night, it would be this song over and over, which it literally has been for, wow, I don't even know how many times I've listened to this song since then. But Andy, you've heard most of the record, haven't you?
Oh yeah, yeah. And I saw those guys at Ace of Cups, and they were great. It's one of those bands that can kind of level you with a very delicate sound. It's not about volume. They kind of draw you in closer, and kind of amazing melodies and really great songwriting from Zach.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we had them on one of our last programs here, and they played a few numbers, and they kind of rearranged some instruments, and it was pretty amazing to hear these songs that I'd just learned and loved, and then to hear, you know, just a slightly different live version, and it was great. And I just gave them, it was like the old bluegrass style. They were like, "Yeah, we'll mix ourselves. You just put a nice mic up, and we'll make the music happen."
Yeah, it was a heck of a year for Maren Jones from that band too. Also with All Dogs, fantastic stuff from them.
I think we have some All Dogs. So it's Maren Jones, and what does she do?
She's a singer in that band. She does more backing vocals with Saint Seneca. So with All Dogs, she can kind of cut loose a bit more, a bit rowdier.
So we have that track queued up, coming up. That's All Dogs, Maren Jones, also of the band Saint Seneca, who I'll definitely put Saint Seneca as my current favorite local band. And I know that that's so hard to say, because if you listen to a playlist of local music, by the end of it, your favorite band has changed almost with every song.
Well, I think all three of us, I mean, I think regardless of what we do for our actual work, which also involves local music, especially specifically for Andy, but I know that we're all three the type of people that... That's the way the conversation turns a lot. It's not just about like what the hot band is, but if somebody asks me about local music, like, they're going to need to set aside 10 minutes because I'm going to try to tell them about all the local music venues and all the bands and all the back records they need to pick up. It's just, I think all of us kind of have the same passion for it beyond just like, here's some fun music to check out. There's a cool history there to it and a timeline.
And that's a testament to our scene, though. You know, I mean, we have so much going on, and we need 3 hours for this show for a year in review. There's
pretty
too
much.
Many bands, too many shows, too much good stuff. You know, Columbus is a great music destination.
So speaking of great stuff, I want to play another of my favorite cuts. As a technician, you know, that's what I do here mostly is technical work and recording and whatnot. So I heard the newest Tim Easton, Not Cool, is what it's called. And want to cue up a Tim Easton track here while I'm explaining about it. But the thing that really got me about it was as soon as I listened to it, it sounded like it came out of Sun Records. I mean, it sounds old, but it sounds pretty awesome.
Even when you're down, take your time, don't hurry. I will always be around. You rolled out of bed with a ton on your mind and no place for you to go unloaded. So instead, you're gonna sweat out the time it takes for everyone to know about your troubled times. Don't worry, I love you even when you're down. Take your time.
So yeah, I guess my taste has gone almost all Americana, almost all country.
There's nothing wrong with that. This is the heart of it all.
Yeah. So I guess we've established that's what I listen to a lot of. Let's go somewhere else. Andy, tell me something that's not Americana that you were stoked about, Columbus.
I got pretty into that Knight Family record. They played the release show at Ace of Cups. Marcy Mays sings, bunch of kind of Columbus vets. And I've got that song Stomp of the Death March where the title is like the perfect description of that riff that kind of runs through the track.
It's an awesome title. Stomp of the Death March being pretty accurate title for that riff.
That's still Americana. That's Americana in its own way.
Yeah, I guess so. Marcy might be on the show in an upcoming feature. Talked to her once about it before a few beers, so hopefully everybody remembered. But Ace of Cups, actually this year I've probably been at Ace of Cups for concerts more than any other venue this year. And I guess I don't know if it's maybe it's a former bank, I think. I mean, it's still got the bank vault and the high ceilings and lots of wood. Maybe it's just that the sound has that nice echo to it, but I've really enjoyed seeing concerts there.
Yeah, it's definitely been a great addition to the music scene. I mean, I would count Brothers Drake in that as well. I think that's probably one of the best things about what's happened in the last maybe 3 or 4 years. Just more people branching out, doing different types of things, booking shows, different places. I've seen a little bit of a diversification, I think, of the shows and types of shows, and more happy hour shows. If bands could play at lunch, I think that would be awesome. I want to see more Columbus music, but sometimes you can't stay out that late. So you hear me, bands, you guys need to play like some breakfast shows.
I would agree with that. I love when there's some sort of event that I can go to at noon or at 2. You know, like that's why I love the Big Room at 102.5.
Absolutely.
Know, it's really cool in the middle of the day.
So we have a caller. We have Rich from Harrison West. He wants to tell us about a few of the new records that have come out this year. Rich, you're on the air.
There's a couple that I thought of were really noteworthy. Joey Hebdo, as well as the Shaw Brothers, both came out with new recordings this year. I thought they were very good. You're speaking about videos at Brothers Drake last week. Joey Hebdo and Jesse Henry of the Spike Drivers collaborated and wrote a song, and Carrie Henderson from the Floorwalkers made the video. It was actually pretty cool. One band, though, that's really flying under the radar that I'm expecting a lot of next year, it's a band called Zuck's Turkey Farm. And they actually closed ComFest, the main stage, I believe, Friday night this year. For those not familiar, Johnny Zuck, the lead singer and bass player, he had a band back in the 90s that was huge called Ishkabibble. They split up in 99. Johnny has been doing nothing, you know, writing his own music since then, and he just put this band together. They're absolutely fantastic, and they should be coming out with a CD this year.
Yeah, I know John, actually. He plays with Mike Perkins every Wednesday at Scarlet and Gray. He's the bass
player.
Yeah.
He does.
And they played at the Meadery once, Zook's Turkey Farm did. And I mean, that guy's, he's almost like a Les Claypool. I mean, he just, it's like he just beats that thing up. Like, Zook is a, he does things with that bass that no one else in Columbus is doing, that's for sure. Yeah, that's a really good band, for sure.
I would say he does things with that bass that no one anywhere does.
I would agree with you, sir.
he's completely his own animal.
Yeah, and he has the best T-shirts in Columbus, too. I don't know if you've seen the T-shirts he wears.
The last time I saw him, he had a T-shirt that read, Failed Musician, and I got a big kick out of that. So,
hey, thanks for the call, Rich.
Thank you.
We're at 614-292-8513. Give us a call. Tell us what your favorite recording or band of 2013 was. We'll take your call. So, other favorite, things of 2013 for me was, and I think that they've been doing this for more than 2013, but I discovered the Mug and Brush YouTube video series. I've got a Bird Shack clip from that Mug and Brush series. So Mug and Brush is, it's a barbershop on High Street, North High Street. And apparently after hours, they just have bands in there and they film it. So let's hear Bird Shack. That was Bird Shack. Not really a style of music that we've hit on here yet. Sort of the jazz fusion realm. April, what have you been seeing?
Well, I mean, I know Bird Shack because they played at the Meadery a few times, and you know they played at Rumba. I know Jeff and Josh and Tony pretty well. You know, and jazz is really underrated in this town, and it's always seems to be like it's something that the old guys listen to. So that's when you ever go see jazz, it's like older guys and there's barely any women there. And but there's actually a band in town that's trying to revive that. It's DW6, Dan White Sextet. And they are, you know, you go to shows at Dick's Den to see them play and it might as well be Justin Bieber on stage. I mean, you've got girls screaming and dancing like, you know, and it's jazz. It's instrumental music. And I just... I'm floored by them. That's a band that is definitely up and coming in that scene. And I think I have a song that I brought you.
I don't have it.
Oh, man, I'm so mad at you, Eric French.
That was the one track that you gave me.
I know, I gave
download.
You like 20, so I didn't expect them all.
Yeah, we do have a lot of music, and I know that this can get kind of confusing to listen, but I am joined in studio by Travis Haywisher of 614 Magazine, by Andy Downing of the Columbus Alive, and April Kulser of the Brothers Drake Meadery. Music professional, booking agent, talent buyer, all sorts of titles.
Too many things.
And we've been talking about a lot of stuff, and all of this we're going to put on the website, wosu.org/allsides. So after the show, get on the website, and we'll put up links, and we'll put up titles and everything that we've been playing today. We've played a lot of stuff. Okay, I want to change gears one more time. This is so gratuitous for me. I've just come up with this list of people that I want to talk to and bands that I enjoy. So I'm going to play something. This band is called Nemesis. And you guys, I don't know, you might all cringe when I play this. But one genre of music, I suppose, that I'd kind of gotten out of and only recently started listening to a lot more is just really heavy stuff. There's a record label called Head to Wall Records, and I found them online, and I, you know, at the time they had maybe five or six releases, and they're mostly local. Some, I think they've got some regional acts, but if you're into heavy music, this is a great resource. They have all kinds of stuff. Nemesis, I'd say, is probably my favorite of the group. I had to edit that cut pretty heavily because I'm not entirely sure what he's saying, and I was pretty sure there was a word in there we couldn't air.
Is that a public radio first? I don't think I've ever heard like the soft tones of a public radio host followed by a track like that in my life.
Not a single banjo on that cut.
That was self-serving, Eric.
It really was.
Do you have anything in between metal and Americana? What is going on in your car?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, it's my mixtapes get kind of out there. What am I? Who I'm talking to?
Yeah,
we can make you one. We can mix it up for you.
So let's throw it to Andy. Give us another cut. You gave me a whole stack of them here.
Yeah. These guys, the Bummers, have the song "The South." Just great band. It sounds like it could have been recorded in like the garage of a beach house or something. Kind of this scruffy surf rock sound. I just really dig those guys.
Great band.
So, I was just informed by my line producer that I mislabeled that cut. So we'll come back to them. Give me another one.
Also, P Black. He's released a couple EPs this year. I think he's doing some interesting things. He's got that track, Batter Gamble, which is kind of a back-in-the-day song, but also kind of points away forward. Kinda.
Okay, so yeah, this one gets away from the Americana.
Yeah.
So let's hear P Black.
I had the same dreams back when I was 8, higher stakes, so a brother freaking McDonald's and 8. I wouldn't have it any other way. I'm feeling like myself way back in the day. I'm on the grind daily, more ways than Kama Sutra P. The only rapper on the hills of producers P. The only producer that graduated school and then he made a name for himself in his current state of music. And I still be working on my car.
Yeah, so rap and hip hop is a genre that I know very little about.
Yeah. I mean, in Columbus, I think I'm glad that Andy played P Black. I think he's one of the best artists in the city of any genre. I think I really like what he has to say, and it's very, very like individual, like in a good way. I think that's what's so hard about this. I mean, you know, I just started really getting into Columbus music hard like 5 years ago, and there's still so much more to learn. I mean, Andy's new to town. He's kind of going through the catalog the same way I did or April did. You know, you're playing Tim Easton, Watershed plays shows again now. I mean, P Black does an album with J Rawls. I'm like, you don't know who J Rawls is? You don't know who P Black is? It's just you're constantly kind of trying to catalog this for people that may not know. It's not that they don't understand or they don't care, but you know, you could make a mixtape or three of just a song each from some of the 30 best artists in Columbus and hand it to anybody in the country, and it would be legit.
And why is that? I mean, is it the rise of technology?
I suppose. I mean, you honestly do have, Lydia Loveless is one of them, Two Cow Garage. I can think of a lot of people who are very well thought of in the city, but they're also, they always get bigger crowds outside of the city. It's a phenomenon a lot of local musicians will talk about. It's not because the city isn't supportive, but, you know, they might be bigger in Arkansas or bigger in Oslo than they are in Columbus. It's just kind of part of the deal. But I think that's very interesting for a lot of people that wouldn't know that.
Yeah, why don't you get respect in your hometown?
I mean, I don't know if it's respect. Again, it might be, you know, the idea that you could see that band for $20 at the Newport opening up for a national band, but you also might be able to catch them for $3, you know, the next week. It's just kind of part of the deal, you know, when somebody chooses to, you know, be a regional or national act but make Columbus their home. I think that's one of the challenges.
I'm joined in studio by Travis Haywisher of 614 Magazine. I'm also joined with Andy Downing of the Columbus Live and April Culser, booking agent at the Brothers Drake Meadery. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back with another segment about local music. Stay with us. Welcome back to All Sides Weekend with Eric French. I'm joined in studio with a panel of experts, and we're recapping 2013 and the Columbus music scene. And we've kind of just been going on with some variety, and I think we're all kind of enjoying it. So, Travis, keep the ball rolling.
I think this is where we should be talking about Way Yes. I don't know if anybody out there knows the band Way Yes, but another kind of one of those acts that's gotten attention outside of Columbus, a lot of national music blogs. And I think they are truly, truly unique. I mean, they used to be a two-piece. I don't know if we have a track for them, if you want to play it now. But
no, tell us about them. Tell us.
I mean, they
first
used to be a two-piece. They've added on more people, more percussion, more things. It's just really, it's a good mix of like sort of like these African beats, like percussion and a little bit of like hip hop electronic stuff. And they can be goofy and silly, but also serious and just like put on an amazing show. It doesn't matter whether it's like Good Ale Park or, you know, like Ace of Cups or places like that. It's just always entertaining and always really interesting.
Man, talk about gut-wrenching lyric.
Yeah, and it's very hypnotic in a good way. You know, I mean, it can be like repetitive almost in a good way. Like, there's a lot of stuff that I like to listen to very intently, and sometimes with, you know, a band like Way Yes, you can just kind of like sit there and just let it wash over you. It's really cool stuff.
Actually, yeah, that's a track that I've known for a while, and it's a good one. I know what you mean. Sometimes you can just sort of have it on and just kind of absorb it, and I think that one hits on many different levels that I really appreciate in music is the lyric is simple but straight to the point and awesome, but just the audio production on that is amazing.
And a lot of that's done in house too. I mean, they started doing a lot of that stuff, you know, in their house. I mean, obviously it's a little bit more of a professional setup now, but I think that's the cool thing is that this sounds like a city with an identity crisis. Me saying this maybe, but a lot of the stuff we're playing today does not sound local. And I think we that work in the scene understand that there's a lot of great studios around, but we're not known for that. There is no Third Man Recordings of Columbus, Ohio to the average person. Like, they don't know about that. So I think this is really fun to put some of these tracks out here and be like, that doesn't just sound like your friend's band that plays down the street.
Right.
But it sounds like legitimate recorded music.
Yeah, I remember the first time I met John from the Floorwalkers. You know, I just met him and said hi, and, you know, it was cool. And then, you know, like hearing that track that we opened the show out with, to hear that voice, it's like, man, these are people that you just see, you know, working at a restaurant or selling furniture or whatever. And I don't know, Andy, is there a Columbus sound? I mean, is there something unique about Columbus that we just can't pin it down to one genre?
I don't know that there's a Columbus sound per se that I've kind of seen. It seems like there's a kind of very active, very supportive community, and people are kind of free to, I don't know, follow their muse in a way, and kind of given more time to develop, and it seems to happen pretty naturally from what I can see in my short time here.
So we did actually find the Bummer's Cut, so we're going to cut to that right now. That's some pretty happy music for a band called The Bummers.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we have a caller. We have Matt, and he wants to talk about Nick D and The Believers.
Yeah, Nick D and The Believers, specifically.
All right. So tell me about him.
So Nick D and The Believers is a band that just came on the scene in Columbus this year. They got an EP out, and it's kind of like shiny, exciting indie rock music you know, kind of like that new Wild Cub tune, Thunder Flatter. It's like the lyrics are actually, you know, very singable, very memorable, but, you know, in the choruses, very memorable melodies, but, you know, really, really unique verses. And he's blowing up. The band's blowing up. Got one, Terry Henderson, actually, you mentioned him earlier from the Floorwalkers, is in this band along with another guy named Joe who's in a band called Belarus, and they got a full record coming out next year, and I think actually April does some work with them.
Nick D and the Believers would actually be, you know, they were kind of like the, they came out of nowhere. We have a song by theirs that I've been playing for so many people, and you just cannot get it out of your head. It's, you know, it's what everything music should be about. It just makes you happy, and you want to play it over and over again. Nick has been writing songs since he was a kid, and he linked up with Joe and Carrie and started playing shows maybe in February, and, I mean, it was just they came out of nowhere and just started hitting hard. Those shows are awesome. This song, Find a Little Love, is definitely my favorite of 2013.
I heaven comes so slow, sometimes I rest somewhere, it's all in my mind. I think I could make a little show, yeah, I think I could make her body glow. But I've been living all alone, just watching shadows on the window.
Nick D and the Believers. Thanks for that call, Matt. So, April, you brought a couple more cuts in. We've got something from Jared Mahone. I'd seen him a long time ago, and I'd sort of lost touch with him musically. What's he up to?
Jared actually this year did something really cool. He won Verizon Wireless's first Indie Icon contest, where they brought in, I mean, they had like hundreds of submissions throughout the Midwest. I think Travis wrote about them, this thing too. Mm-hmm. And I mean, of hundreds of submissions, he was voted as the best independent musician in the country. And he got to play the Essence Festival down in New Orleans. And this guy, I mean, there is, it's just like John Elliott. Like, there's that voice. You know, you don't have to auto-tune it. You don't have to do anything to it. It is smooth like butter. This guy is amazing.
All right, yeah, let's hear it.
Tell me you love me. Say it again. I'm wearing a smile as if you can see it on the other end. Under Calypso, far from what I know. But it might be a while until I'm coming home.
That song just came out a couple days ago, so you can get that on iTunes. I think it's on Spotify, too, if you want to listen to the rest of it.
That was Jared Mahone. You're listening to All Sides Weekend with Eric French. I'm in studio with Travis Haywisher, Andy Downing, and April Kulser. And our number is 614-292-8513. If you want to call us and tell us your favorite act of 2013 that has a local Columbus tie. So, let's talk about, I mean, we've been playing a lot of cuts and talking about a lot of local bands, but I mean, that's not the only thing involved in the local music scene. Let's talk about some concerts. You know, let's talk about who all's come to town this year. I think if you're okay with it, I'll start out. I think one of my favorite concerts this year was Lucero at the Bluestone. I happened to have a horrible flu that day. I mean, I had a buddy coming in from town. We bought tickets way early. Stoked, calling about it for weeks, and then the day of the show, I started to get real sick, and I was just like, no, I'm going. So I sat upstairs and listened, and 3 hours of Lucero, I don't know what it did, but it just kind of like, whatever was in my system, it just worked it out. What else? Travis, what have you seen this year?
Oh, man. I saw Dr. Dog at the Newport.
Yeah.
Wearing the shirt right now. I've always really liked them. Actually, one of my favorite like non-local shows that I saw locally was just a couple of weeks ago. I saw David Bazan. Is that the way you pronounce
yeah.
it? From
mm-hmm.
Pedro the Lion? I saw David Bazan at Tiger Tree in the Short North. He does all these little living room tours. And so instead of a living room, he played so that, you know, for a small price in BYOB, you could just sit in this little Short North shop and listen to David Bazan. He talked to people about religion. That was super awesome. You never really get a chance to have a concert experience like
I'm
that.
I'm actually really jealous I didn't get to go that. I am a big Pedro the Lion fan, and I found out the next day on Josh's Facebook that it was there, and I was really salty, so I hate you, Travis.
I think that was initially supposed to be a house show, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Josh said that the last time he came in town, he played at his house, and Josh said that, you know, I can fit more people in my store, so let's just do it there. Mm-hmm. So that's what happened. He'll come back.
Another show that I saw this year that I was really excited about was Social Distortion. You know, everybody knows the old punk band, but they've in recent years they've added a Hammond B3 player, and they've got a new rhythm guitarist, or a newish rhythm guitarist,
really,
who I've been a fan of. And I've seen them now twice at Promo West indoors. And years ago, when Promo West first opened, and, you know, I went to a few concerts there, and I was like, yeah, you know, it's okay. I don't know if they've upgraded their sound system there or what the deal is, but the last two or three concerts I've seen at Promo West, no matter where I'm standing and no matter how many drinks I've had, the sound is pretty much flawless. So whatever they're doing, I think that they've got it right. And I think that the sound quality in general tends to affect me how much I can really appreciate music. And that's another thing that I've been noticing is a lot of local venues are really stepping it up with the sound. I know, April, I know that your venue has a pretty awesome sound system.
Yeah, that's important to me. I mean, I know the places that I can go to hear good stuff, and, you know, it's important to hear all the instruments and all the vocals, and if you can't hear everything, then I don't understand, you know, why should you listen to it?
There's
I might as well just go
worse.
Listen to a recording.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than going to see a band that you like or you've been excited to check out, and you just can't make out anything. Yeah. So I think it's definitely improved citywide from what I could tell.
So we don't have a whole lot of time, unfortunately. Our hour's kind of wrapping up. But I did want to talk about, I just kind of wanted to ask all three of you, what's coming up? What's maybe New Year's Eve, or maybe even specifically this weekend? What's going on?
Well, actually, they do have a show. I did want to make sure that I threw this band in there.
Yes.
And full disclosure, one of the people in this band is a writer for 614 Magazine, but he only became a writer after this band became a thing. And these are one of my favorite bands to bring up because I think they actually represent a lot of how the Columbus music scene works. They were formed out of the Rock Potluck, which is an annual event where they basically just jumble up people from different Columbus bands and put them together for one night. And then a Rock Potluck band became a band called Connections. I don't know if you guys have any of that queued up, but like Connections has had an amazing year, put out a couple of records, opened up for the Breeders in Detroit.
They probably recorded an album while we were doing this.
Yeah. They're really quick and dirty, and it's really great stuff.
Yeah, we do. We do have a cut. Let's hear it.
Let's hear it. Yeah, I mean, I just think that's they're a really good example of the way the Columbus music scene kind of works. They're very workmanlike. They're pieces of other bands that have been successful in Columbus. I mean, I know this sounds really cliche, but they just kind of like roll up their sleeves and just plug in and go. And I think they've been really fun to hear offset with a lot of the other types of music that's coming out in Columbus.
I actually I like that you said that, you know, that they came out of the Rock Potluck, because that's what happens in this town is, you know, there's hundreds of bands, but so many people overlap. They play in multiple different bands, and that's what makes our scene so strong, is because there's everyone's friends and there's a lot of crossover.
So, Andy, what's coming up that you're excited about?
Actually, that kind of touches on the New Year's Eve show that I would go to if I was going to be in town. But at Ace of Cups, Connections are playing with who are one of my favorite metal bands in the city, and then also Envelope. So it's a pretty killer triple bill if you're in town on New Year's Eve.
Always go to an Envelope show. If you see Envelope on a local bill, just go. It doesn't matter where it is. Always go.
Always go.
I definitely will. So I want to thank all of my guests. I want to thank April Kulser. I want to thank Andy Downing and Travis Haywisher. Thanks for being here, guys. You really knocked it out of the park.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you.
Thank you.